the First Nighter Program.
Miller. Miller.
A blend of good taste and cheer.
Miller High Life.
Miller. Miller.
The champagne of bottle beer.
It's Miller High Life time as the Miller Brewing Company of Milwaukee brings theatergoers across the nation First Nighter. Yes, the brewers of Miller High Life, the champagne of bottled beer, invite you to fourth row center seats each week at this time for a new Broadway opening night. It's the First Nighter Program, starring Olin Soule and Barbara Luddy. Broadway, theater time, and it's time again for another exciting trip to the little theater off Times Square. Here is our host for the evening, the genial First Nighter, Rye Billsbury.
Good evening. Glad you could come. My cab is waiting. Won't you step in?
All right, driver, to the little theater.
Uptown, past the bright lights and excited crowds of Upper Broadway. Now just around the corner is the little theater off Times Square.
Have your tickets ready, please. Good evening, Mr. First Nighter. The usher will show you to your seats.
Thank you. We'll go right in. Now for a quick look at our theater program. Tonight's play is entitled A Good Joe by Floyd Miller. Our cast is headed by those brilliant stars Barbara Luddy and Olin Soule. Mr. Soule is heard as Jerry, Miss Luddy as Joan. In our all-star cast are Gerald Moore playing Brighton, Sid Miller as Bloomgarten, Paul Dubov as the critic, Bob Jellison the page, and the entire production is staged under the direction of Joseph T. Ainley.
Curtain. First curtain.
There's the signal for first curtain. The house lights are out, and here's the play.
They say a girl's face is her fortune. Well, I got a pretty face, but what's it got me? The Central Park Romeos let out wolf calls when I pass, and the truck drivers give me the slow eye when I serve up their Java, but that's all. Yeah, I'm a waitress in the 10th Avenue Hash House. And if I smile all day, show the crockery, I might make $2 in tips. Oh, they're big spenders, the bums that come into this joint.
Chilly for this time of year.
It's always cold on the waterfront at night.
Yeah? How's the coffee?
Hot and wet.
Good enough.
Draw one.
And piece that apple crumb pie.
Okay. That all?
Also a few minutes of pleasant conversation.
That don't go with the blue plate special.
Then give it to me a la carte.
You want pleasant conversation? Talk to yourself.
Hey, you got spirit, too.
Besides what else?
Looks. You're a looker.
Thanks.
What are you doing in a joint like this? You should be on Broadway.
Huh?
I could put you there.
Now there's a new approach. You're going to put me on Broadway. Me and Catherine Cornell.
Yeah, I'm serious. Here, take my card in case you soften up later.
You got a business card?
Yeah.
Jerome Tishman. Jerome.
You can call me Jerry.
Okay, Jerry. If I get fired from this joint, I'll give you a buzz and you can rack me up with Gregory Peck. Well, you know how it is. Some guy says Broadway to a girl, and right away she's got footlights in her eyes. You keep telling yourself that the guy's got an angle. But all the time, you want to believe so bad that you finally do. I'm quitting, Mr. Segrew. Yeah, quitting. Anything wrong with the job? No, I love the greasy hamburgers and witty conversation that clutters up this joint. I don't know how I'll get along without him. As I headed uptown for Broadway, I held in my clammy little hand a card which read, Jerome Tishman, Tishman Amusement Corporation. I tried to keep my imagination in check, but all the time I kept giving myself arguments. After all, stars have been made overnight. I've read about it in magazines. So I headed up Broadway past Lowe's Capital, and then I see it. The Tishman Amusement Corporation. And there's Jerome himself, standing on the sidewalk and barking.
Step right in, folks, and have your picture taken. A comic picture to send the folks back home. It'll keep them in stitches. Hey, how about you, sister?
I'm in stitches already.
Come on in. It's good for a laugh. Stick your head through that hole in the screen and be photographed as a gorilla. Or that screen over there and you become Fatima, femme fatale of the mysterious East. 25 cents for a souvenir of Broadway.
I already got a souvenir of Broadway. Your business card.
Yeah? Where did you get... Oh, now I remember you.
You were going to put me on Broadway. Remember that?
Sure, I remember.
You cheap four-flusher. You couldn't get me a walk-on in the Borch circuit.
I said I'd put you on Broadway, and I'll stand by my word.
What an act. And I suppose some girls fall for it.
Look, I never said I'd put you in the theater. I said I'd put you on Broadway, and I will. You can go to work for the Tishman Amusement Corporation.
You think I'm going to stand out on the sidewalk and bark?
No. You see, I'm losing a lot of the single trade. You know, hicks that come to town and want something to show their cronies back in South Bend. Now, if I painted a nightclub backdrop and I had a looker like you to pose with these guys, we'd clean up.
I think I like the smell of hamburgers better.
All you have to do is have your picture taken with the easy marks. You'll be the poor man's Betty Grable. You'll be famous.
So this is Broadway.
Look, kid, I know this ain't much, but this is just the beginning.
Yeah, of what?
How do you think Barnum got his start, or Ziegfeld?
By photographing hayseeds in front of a painted nightclub.
By giving people escape from life. The visiting fireman gets photographed with you and takes the picture home with him. After a few months, he begins to forget that he walked in off the street and stood in front of a painted drop with a stranger. Sure, he begins to believe that it was a real nightclub, that he had a rip-snorting time in a big city. Makes his life rich and gives him rocking chair memories.
You sure make it sound fancy.
This is the bottom of the ladder, kid. But we can climb up together. What do you say? Should we go after it?
What have I got to lose? Okay, Jerome.
The name is Jerry.
Okay, Jerry. I'll grab the bottom rung, if you think I can reach that high.
And the curtain comes down on the first act of tonight's play in the little theater off Times Square.
I'll lock you downstairs, please.
Smoking in the outer lobby or downstairs, please.
And as the house lights go up for the intermission, let's join Johnny the bartender and Mr. First Nighter for a Miller High Life at the Champagne Room. Hello there, Johnny.
How do?
Mr. First Nighter?
Me.
Oh, I see you've poured our first between acts Miller High Life of the new year.
And it's just as good in 1953 as it was in 1952.
Well, you know, a fine beer like Miller High Life never changes from year to year, or glass to glass for that matter. You know, it'd be a wonderful thing if the world had the consistent goodness that's in that bottle.
Well, a philosopher.
Mm-hmm.
But you're right, Johnny, about Miller High Life never changing. Except in one way.
Oh, how's that, Vincent?
Why, in making new friends, of course. As each new year rolls around, many more folks find new refreshment pleasure in Miller High Life. Literally millions more will ask for Miller High Life this year, if the past is any judge.
You can take the word of the man behind the bar for that, Mr. Pelletier. I've seen Miller High Life grow in popularity with the folks who want something better. And I know that every day more of my customers are changing to Miller High Life.
Well, here's to that, Johnny. And now, we'd better get back for that second act. Night.
See you again, gentlemen.
Curtain. Second. Curtain.
The first nighters are hurrying down the aisles to their seats. The lights are dimmed. And here's the second act of A Good Joke.
Say right now that I was wrong about Mr. Jerome Tishman. He wasn't a four-flesher at all. Jerry was a sweet guy. And we did all right in the studio, too. The suckers began to pour into the place to have their pictures taken with me. Pictures they'd show around back home with a sly smile and a wink, which was meant to say, "Brother, you don't know half the story." And brother, they didn't. Well, anyway, Jerry and I worked pretty hard. And one Sunday night, he said to me,
"You tired, baby?"
Kinda.
What do you say we knock off tomorrow? Let's take 24 hours away from Broadway.
Okay, Jerry, if you say so.
We'll go to Central Park and row in the lake and sit on the grass, and maybe you could pack a lunch, huh?
Sure. I think that'd be swell. Only, no hamburgers.
No hamburgers. You know you make the most elegant cheese sandwiches I ever ate?
Jerry.
Yeah, it's a fact. And this coffee.
I filled the thermos jug at the automat.
That's what I mean. You're smart.
And you're silly.
And you're pretty.
Oh, Jerry.
Joan.
Joan, are you sorry you threw in with me?
Of course not. It's been a lot of fun.
And we'll go places, Joan. Because we're a team.
It's nice to be part of a team. Real nice. Hey, what's that?
Well, I bought a reflex camera. Thought I might take pictures of the Central Park South skyline. But I think I want to take pictures of you.
Pictures of me? On your day off?
With the wind blowing your yellow hair and your eyes and nose all squinched up into the sun. Yeah. I want to take pictures of you.
It was a wonderful day, that Monday. And when I got in bed that night, I remembered Jerry's words.
We're a team, and we're going places together. We're a team.
And then I remembered a moving picture I saw where Betty Grable was part of a team. She and her partner were dancers out in the sticks, and a talent scout came along and offered her a big time if she'd leave her partner. Well, she does leave him, but it made her awful unhappy, and her success didn't mean a thing to her. Once you got a team, you just can't break it up and be happy. No, sir. If you're part of a team, you're part of a team. Period.
Joan, baby, look at this.
What is it?
The Bulldog edition of the Daily Tabloid. Open it to page 2. Go on.
Oh, my gosh.
How do you like that? A 2-column picture of Miss Joan Haywood smelling the flowers in Central Park?
But how? Why
That's
did they...
That's the picture I took of you last Monday. I sent it in.
Gee.
Think of the publicity. And if you aren't the cutest little trick I ever did see in that tabloid, then I'll eat my 8x10 and larger.
Jerry, you're silly. The picture did create a lot of attention. And a few days later, when I was in the studio alone, a big, well-dressed guy came in to see me.
Hello, Joan. How are you?
Hello. Do I know you?
Oh, not yet. Here's my card.
John Brighton, Acme Films, Hollywood, California. Acme? Acme Movies?
That's right. How would you like a screen test?
A screen test? For the movies? I mean me?
Yeah. I saw your picture in the paper a few days ago, and I've been looking for you ever since. Nah, don't tell me you can't act. We have dramatic coaches who can make a wooden Indian act. How would you like to fly to the West Coast with me next week?
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, it's all set then. I'll wire ahead.
Oh, but just a second, Mr. Brighton. I'm part of the team.
A team?
Yeah, Jerry Tishman. He's the photographer here. Can't you use him in Hollywood?
Are you kidding? We have the most highly skilled photographers in the world. You want me to hire a Broadway pitchman?
He took that picture of me you think is so good.
Oh, now look, honey, I'm not buying that photograph. I'm buying the yellow hair and the wrinkled up nose. I'm buying you.
Well, thank you, Mr. Brighton, but we're a team. We come together or not at all.
Are you crazy? Why do you tie yourself up to a Broadway mugman?
Well, he's not a mugman. He's an artist.
Oh, now look, Joan. I could understand your attitude if you and he were a dance team, but a photographer.
Well, he gave me a hand when nobody else would. He's my partner.
Now look, honey, it's all right to be sentimental about old friends, but don't let it hold you back. Sometimes you even have to use old friends as a stepping stone to get ahead.
I'd never do that.
Do you mean to tell me that you'd give up a movie career just because of a squeeze bulb artist?
We're a team.
Well, okay, sister. Have it your way. But you're not riding tandem to Hollywood on my money. Goodbye.
Oh, no. No. I won't go. We're a team and we got to stick together. No matter what.
And the curtain comes down on the second act of tonight's play in the little theater off Times Square.
Smoking in the outer lobby or downstairs, please.
It's a little cold in that lobby, so I think I'll stay here and have a word with you about wintertime pleasures. You know, there's nothing like a warm fire and an evening at home when it's cold outside. And during January, many of us will be sticking pretty close to our living rooms, playing cards with the neighbors, maybe chess with a friend, or just talking and reading. Now, of course, the ladies know how menfolk like to have a snack next to the fire, or when friends come over and they sort of keep that refrigerator stocked with cheese and cold meats, just for those long winter nights. And a good many smart housewives keep plenty of Miller High Life on hand, too, for a heartwarming companion to good food and good conversation. Try it yourself. Put Miller High Life at the top of your shopping list. And when you buy those potato chips or cheeses,
pick up several carry-home six-pack cartons of Miller High Life. They're easy to take home and easier still to enjoy. This winter, enjoy life with Miller High Life, the champagne of bottled beer.
Curtain.
Last.
Curtain.
First nighters are all in their seats ready for the last act. And there goes the curtain.
Joan, is anything wrong? You've been so quiet the last few days.
Well, I'm sorry.
That's okay. A guy's got a right to be in a mood every now and then. But I just wondered if it was anything I did.
No, Jerry. It's just that life kind of gets you down sometimes.
Sure, I know. But don't you worry. We're going to go places. We're a team, aren't we?
Sure, Jerry. We're a team. Then, a couple weeks later, a guy comes into the studio, and I hear him say to Jerry...
My name is Nat Bloomgarten. I'm with Super Dynamic Pictures.
Super Dynamic? Is that so?
Tishman, I'll come right to the point. I want you for Super Dynamic.
You want me?
That's right. Your still photographs of that girl there impressed me a great deal. Great deal. They got heart. That's what I want, a photographer with a heart. Look, I'll give you a 3-month option at $300 a week.
My gosh.
I'll give you 2 weeks to settle your affairs here and meet you in Hollywood on the 1st.
But, Mr. Bloomgarten, what about Joan here? She's pretty.
Listen, pretty dames come a dime a dozen in Hollywood. But good photographers, they are like hen's teeth. I'm not buying a pretty face. I'm buying a know-how with the lens.
Joan.
Yeah, Jerry?
When the big break comes along, a guy's got to be sensible.
Sure, guy's got to be sensible.
The team idea's okay so long as it works, but sometimes...
Sometimes it doesn't work?
Yeah, that's it. The breaks don't come often in a lifetime, and when they do, well, you just got to grab them. I'm sorry about us.
It's okay, Jerry.
Joan.
Please don't pay any attention to me. Just... Everything's fine. Just fine. Hello? Acme Pictures? Can I speak to Mr. Brighton, please? This is Joan Haywood. Hello, Mr. Brighton? This is... Oh, you remember me. Does that offer of a... I see, it still holds. Yeah, I can take a plane whenever you say. What happened to my partner? He dissolved the partnership.
All ready for the test, Miss Hayward. Now, you cross up center and open the door to find your ex-husband standing there. The camera will pan in for a close-up while you register amazement and then fear. Ready, Joan? All right, roll them.
Exclusive, your reporter has it on good authority that Joan Hayward's screen test is nothing short of terrific. Tomorrow, she'll be signed to a long-term contract and be put immediately before the cameras in Autumn Storm.
I've just come from a preview showing of Acme's new melodrama, Autumn Storm. Take this critic's word for it, the young star Joan Haywood will be the talk of the town when the picture opens next week. She's lovely to look at, but more than that, she has a genuineness that will charm you. I predict great scenes for Joan Haywood.
Yes, Hollywood is a fabulous place, all right. They taught me how to walk, how to talk and dress and eat, what books to read and how to decorate my home. Now I'm a big star, sitting on top of the world. What of Jerry Tishman? Well, I looked for him when I first came out here, but I never ran into him. And after a while, I decided that it was just not in the cards. This spring, I went to the races at Santa Anita. Studio publicity said I should be seen there. I sat in a front box and looked across the beautiful green paddock and thought of the time Jerry and I had the picnic in Central Park.
See Sprite to place, pick up the show. Happy Boy and Tailspin, out of the money.
Suddenly, I saw a familiar face in front of the $2 window. I ran down beneath the stands. My heart pounded with excitement as I neared him. Mr. Bloomgarten. Huh? Mr. Bloomgarten.
Look, lady, I don't take any bets at the track.
I'm Joan Haywood, remember? Where's Jerry?
Jerry?
Yes, Jerry, the photographer you hired for Super Dynamic.
Oh, yeah, well, you see, I was
don't,
trying to...
Don't help. Apologize. Just tell me where he is.
Well, sure, sure. His place is over on Sunset, just off Cahuenga. You can't miss it.
Mr. Blumgarten was right. You couldn't miss it. There was the sign, Tishman Amusement Corporation. And there, underneath, stood Jerry.
Step right in, folks, and have your picture taken. A comic picture to send the folks back home. Put your head through the hole in the screen and be Fatima, femme fatale.
Hello, Jerry.
Well, I... John. Gee, it's swell to see you, kid.
It's nice to see you, too.
Oh, you're looking wonderful, baby. And you're doing wonderful, too, ain't you? I knew you had the stuff.
I'm doing all right. How about you, Jerry?
Me? Grade A. Would you believe it? There's more marks in Hollywood than in New York. It's a fact.
What about your job at Super Dynamic?
Well, now, I'll tell you about that. I wasn't cut out for the movies, is all. They wanted me to photograph their stable of aged ingenues through cheesecloth to make them look 20 years younger. Now, you take...
You don't have to pretend, Jerry. I know the whole story.
Oh, I see.
There never was a company called Super Dynamic. Blumgarten was nothing but a bookie you paid to come in and pretend to hire you for the movies. You'd heard the story about my screen test, and you wanted to break up our team to set me free. Jerry.
I just did it because I wanted to travel alone for a while.
You did it for me.
So, can a guy do a favor for a pal if he wants to?
Sure a guy can. Jerry, I'm a star now. All I have to do is say the word.
And I get a job in the movies? Mm-mm. It's no good, baby. There's something about me you don't know, John. I'm one of those guys who likes to be his own boss, to lock and unlock the door when I feel like it, and pretty soon I'll get fed up with Hollywood and I'll move on. Maybe Frisco or New Orleans or maybe even back to New York. Now, this is my speed, baby. Don't let nobody go around saying that I don't brag about having discovered Joan Haywood. Because I do. I always say to him, Joan Haywood? Sure, she's pretty. Sure, she's a terrific actress. But the most important thing about her is that Joan Haywood is a good Joe.
Well, that's the story of Jerry. Critics and columnists have said some pretty wonderful things about me. Things that would make any girl grateful and proud. But whenever I pick up my scrapbook to read my notices, I remember the most wonderful thing ever said about me was never printed or broadcast. It came from a pitchman. A pitchman who once said, I was a good Joe.
There it is, ladies and gentlemen, the premier performance of what looks like a new hit play at the Little Theater off Times Square. Next week, don't miss a gay romantic comedy, Shower for the Bridesmaid. Remember, next week, same time. Now we're moving out of the theater and into the street. There's our Miller High Life host for the evening, Vincent Pelletier.
I'll be with you in a moment, Mr. First Nighter. I just want to invite our friends and guests to be with us again next week when the Miller Brewing Company brings us another aisle seat to First Nighter. Until that time, friends, make every night and day Miller High Life time in your home. Enjoy life with Miller High Life, the genuine Milwaukee beer that's brewed and bottled for you by the Miller Brewing Company only and only in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. The First Nighter program starring Barbara Luddy and Olin Soule is a copyrighted radio feature. Tonight's play was pure fiction and did not refer to real people or actual events. Tomorrow night, it's the new Bob Hope Show on NBC.